Y'all having a good day? It is gorgeous. Beautiful day for the NFC East champions. A lot more in store for you this afternoon. You want to come up and get it? I'm not moving it. Okay, you're distracting me, sir. Thank you, sir. You want a Dresner's, guys? Okay. In any event, we've got some great guys who want to say hi to you. They came here to see you today. First of all, from our Redskins defense, NFC East champion, Barry Cofield. There he is, also from the Redskins offensive line, Tyler Palumbus. And tying together the present with the past, Super Bowl champion, Raven Caldwell. Barry, step on up, Barry Cofield. Barry, step right up over here. Now, Barry Cofield, you have tasted the ultimate prize in your career. How did last season taste for you?
It was great. It was a great experience. I feel like Redskins Nation is the best fans in the world. So to be able to win for these fans, have an exciting season, you know, win a division, and build towards the future, it's a great feeling.
Hey Barry, you guys beat the Cowboys twice last year. And, of course, the final one was on this field to win the division title. How tough was that seven-game winning streak?
It was extremely tough. It was extremely tough. We had a rough start to the season. We made our lives really difficult. We put a lot of stress on our fans. But I think it was all worth it in the end. Being able to win like that in front of this crowd against the Cowboys, dashing their hopes, Romo and Jerry Jones and all those guys. it was a great feeling, and it's just the first step for us. We got even bigger plans this year.
Can I ask you to pretend you just sacked the quarterback, or do we have to wait for an actual game to see the taser?
I'll do it if you do it along with me. If you do it along with me, I'll do it.
All right, how are we going to do this? Yeah.
Come on, guys.
You okay? I'm okay.
Barry Cofield, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe he got me to do that. I just can't believe it. Tyler Palumbus, come on up here. Tyler Palumbus, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, going into last year, everybody thought the Redskins needed a new offensive line. But come to find out, the offensive line last year helped the Redskins be the number one rushing team in the entire NFL. And Tyler and all of the other starters are back for 2013. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I've never been on a team that's been able to run the ball like we did last year, and that's the dream as an offensive lineman, to be able to go out and run the ball like we did, have a running back like we did in Alfred, and have a quarterback in Robert, and just be able to move the ball like we did. So I'm excited to keep working on that.
How busy are you guys? Now, tell the fans what you guys are going through now with this off-season program. You're going into week three. You've done some very interesting things to try to get back into game shape. What has it been like the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, what we're doing right now is really the foundation for everything that we do for the rest of the season. So we came in right now. We're focused on our weight strength. We're focused on our training, our runs, and pretty soon next week we'll start putting on the getting on the field a little bit and doing some more football stuff.
Tyler Palumbus, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Come on up, Raven Caldwell, Super Bowl champion Raven Caldwell. Raven, after your great career, you remained in the D.C. metropolitan area. You made this your home. Give us your analysis on the 2012 NFC Championship East run that the Redskins had last year.
Well, first of all, guys, I want to apologize because I was at the last two Super Bowls we attended, and I forgot to bring my ring. I'm sorry, guys. But I think with what Bruce has done and Mike, they put together a team that, you know, I think it's going to be dangerous for the next, you know, 8, 9, 10 years. And hopefully these guys can get to the plateau where we were. So I know they had a taste of success this season, but nothing like getting to the Super Bowl. And I think that with this team, they have a chance to do it.
Hey, Raven, these guys and their teammates went 5-3 at FedEx Field last year. That's a big improvement over the last few years. This really became a great home field advantage for the Washington Redskins. You know a little bit about that. How important that is that? And let the fans know how much they're appreciated.
Well, first of all, you know, I played most of my game in ORVK. And you guys had that stadium rocking, guys. So, yeah, homecoming. I mean, home field advantage, it's where it's at. You got these guys behind you. You know, I think the world is yours.
All right, before we let these gentlemen move on, we want to take a question or two. Who's got a question? Right here, young man. All right, I'm going to ask Barry this question. Barry, you got some draft picks coming in. I know you have not been researching the draft, but in a general sense, you can have some young talent coming in. What are your thoughts on that?
The biggest thing I noticed is that both the guys we brought in on the yesterday, especially, were both really athletic guys. And knowing Coach Shanahan, knowing Bruce Allen, they're going to be high-character guys that are going to make you guys proud. And that's what we built our locker room around. So I have so much faith in those guys that anybody they bring into our locker room is going to help us win.
Another question for the guys. Anybody got a question? No, the Dallas fan can go. The Dallas fan can go. What do you think about the Cowboys? You got to say, he's got a lot of guts showing up after getting whooped twice last year. You got a question? Yeah, what's the question? We'll ask Tyler this one. Are you planning on bringing the Lombardi Trophy to Washington this year? Step up on that one.
Well, that's absolutely the goal. I mean, that's why we play the game, and we got a good group coming back. We went 7 straight last year, so the goal is to do more this year.
Good, solid answer, Tyler. Very good, solid answer. Two more. Yes, right there. Yes, sir, right here. All right, opening game. Come on, both y'all. Step on up. Why are you wearing a green undershirt, I guess, is the first question. But opening up, big game, season opener. I know you guys are already thinking about that.
Oh, man, we can't ask for anything better than opening up the season on Monday Night Football. We got 5 primetime games. That's why you play football, to be under the lights in front of all you fans and having fun in front of a national audience.
Yeah, I heard somebody mention RG3. He's a big reason that we're opening up on national TV. You know, just the way the direction the team is headed in, people are excited about this franchise, excited about these fans, excited about this building. They want to come here and show it to the world, and we're planning on getting a win.
That's a great way to end it. Super Bowl champion Raven Caldwell, NFC East champion Tyler Columbus, and NFC East champion Barry Cofield. We will be back in 30 minutes with a special guest.